I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Horace singing Until Then, and in part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Short Life Serving a Great God, from Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad in Christ there's a real hope. I'm glad I got a hope today that in this life, hey, I got a God who walks with me. For He said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. I've got a God that can solve my problems. I've got a God that can heal my body. I got a God that walks with me. I got a God that gives me hope. But not only do I have hope in this life of the presence that He is always there, but I've got also a hope. I've got a blessed hope. I've got a hope today that says one day this same Jesus that saved your soul is going to appear in the eastern sky and rapture out His church. Glory to God. And we're going to be taken out of this world of trial, trouble, and woe, and problems, and we're going to be taken into that glorious city that God's prepared for us that is called heaven. I don't know about you, but man, I'm looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. So, back in the 70s, for those of you who were 70s generation people, a somber song was released called Dust in the Wind. I bet Randy remembers that. Amen. Amen. He may have even sung it. Who knows? The song reminded the listener of their own mortality. And so, you know, I did a little research on this and even clicked on a YouTube with a guy singing it. I thought, oh, yeah, I remember that song. You know? Tommy remembers that one. The theme of that song, though, is a promise that comes actually out of the Bible. That we're all here, but for a moment. Remember, James says, you appear for a moment and you vanish away. Your life is as a vapor. And so there's no certainty that you're going to see another sunrise tomorrow. But if I don't see the sunrise on this side, I'm going to see the Son of God in the place that He's prepared for me. Amen. And so Psalm 103 and 14 says, for He knoweth Ephraim, He remembereth that we are dust. So therefore today in Genesis 2 and 7, it's all about God and man. God and myself and God in you today. And it reminds us today that our life is nothing more than just a whisper. You appear, you're gone. Only God can make your life mean something. Amen. And today, only Christ can turn your life around, and only Christ can give you today hope that you found in Him. I'm glad today I have that hope. I'm glad my life can matter for Christ. I'm glad that God will use me if I will simply open my heart and my life today to let Him take over. See, folks, we want to get saved, but we don't want Him to take over. Come on now. We want God to save our souls and promise us heaven and know we have that assurance, but we're not willing to make that next step of sanctifying ourselves unto the Lord and saying, God, take over in my life. That every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. That He is the God who is in control of our living. And folks, listen, if He's not in control of your life, can I ask you then, who is in control of your life? If you are, you better look out, you're headed for a crash. Because you can't control your life. But I'm glad that we've got a God that not only can control our life, we've got a God that will bless our lives. And if we will let Him have His way today, God will do an amazing thing. Guess what? I've got one point today. One point, and here's the point. No poems, because I don't deal in poems. But I've got one point for you. Our God is a personal God. Our God is a personal God. So God loves you today personally. He just doesn't love us all corporately as a church and say, oh yeah, all that bunch down there at 411 Blue Ridge Street, I love them. No, God loves you personally. God loves you intimately. God loves you sacrificially. God loves you today. And the Bible says, for God is love. That means today God is. That means right now. That means if you're in this time frame to next week or tomorrow, God still is love. And He loves you today. So Genesis 1 refers to God as Elohim today, which declares God in the greatness today and His power that He possesses. Let me say today that He is the God of all power and all might. But then Genesis 2, verse 7, then basically starts out with, this is the first time that it appears, it says, the Lord God. Now, when he said the Lord God, he is speaking of Yahweh Adonai. So that being today, now what is happening is, look what happens here. God comes close. God doesn't see you afar off. He said, man, He's way up there in heaven. No, He's here right now. And when we leave here in a few moments, He'll go with us individually. Amen. I'm glad He never leaves, nor does He forsake. So this name, Yahweh Adonijah, is the covenant name, the promised name today. Now he has become not only God, now he's become a personal God. He personally loves you. He personally cares for you today. He then what has created? He has created fellowship with mankind. Boy, I'm glad, as the old songwriter wrote, he walks with me, he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Oh, I'm glad I have him with me at all times, because I couldn't make it without him, amen. And you couldn't either. But I'm glad I have him on my side. But even better, I'm glad I'm on his side. I'm glad he's redeemed my soul and today given me a promise today. That's God's word from Genesis to Revelation. It's all about him. Listen, your life should be all about him. God's close today. When you're going through that heartbreak, trial, or difficulty, or problem that you're facing, that sickness or whatever it may be, God is close. God is there. Hallelujah. He is God today. He is God. He's Jehovah Shammah. That name declares that he is the God who is always there. Amen. And even when you don't think he is, he's there. And when you call upon him, he will answer you. When you lean on him, he'll hold you up. When you're going through the dark nights, he will guide you. When your heart is broken, he will fix it. That's the promise that we have with him today. Amen. So realizing he creates fellowship. Then in Genesis 3, and I don't want to get ahead of myself here, the fellowship is broken. And so mankind sins against Yahweh Adonijah. So in chapter 3, the Lord God placed Adam and Eve outside the garden. Why did he place them outside the garden? Because they had sinned, and now, because of their sin, they're outside the fellowship. The fellowship is broken. Listen, let me tell you something. You can't undo what God's done in you. You can't lose the salvation that God's placed within you. I don't care what any church says today, or any preacher, or anybody. You cannot get lost after you're saved. You may drift from God and you may get backslidden, but I tell you what, God can slide you back up. God can get you right. And he'll bring circumstances in your life to awaken you. This idea and mentality that you can lose, I'm going to say it just bluntly as I can. This idea and mentality that you can lose your salvation is birthed out of the bowels of hell. It is not of God. It is not of the Word. If God is able to save you, God is able to keep you. And if you can remove yourself, then you have placed yourself above that of God. And you can take, basically, you've made God take the back seat of your life. You can't do that. You don't have that power, that authority today. Folks, I believe in eternal security. And whether I believe in it or not, God says that's a fact. But I believe what God's Word says. Amen. And I believe when he saves you, I believe God's able to keep you. Amen. You are sealed, as Paul said, unto the day of redemption. Amen. So realizing this today, if you look at Genesis 4, you'll find the name again, Lord God. And that name is put basically aside until you get, though, to the book of Joshua. You will not find God using that term, Lord God, from that point up until you get to the book of Joshua.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, he is Lord.